Massachusetts State Senator Adam Hines is in Boston this week as lawmakers hash out the details of the proposed $42.7 billion budget. The Democrat from Pittsfield chairs the Joint Committee on Revenue and sits on the Senate Ways and Means Committee, which has considered hundreds of amendments.
Well, we have 1,142 amendments to the Senate Ways and Means budget, and we are in the middle of that. This will probably be a three-day process, and we intend to go all day today and all day tomorrow, and we go one by one, honestly, and so we had one victory yesterday related to a senior center out in Franklin County where I represent, and now we're going into pursuing the Berkshire Flyer rail service from New York City to Pittsfield, and we anticipate to seeing progress on that today, as well as an increase to rural school aid. And so it's an important and exciting time where we all are fighting for our regions and seeing what we can get across the finish line.
What kind of relationships come to the fore at this part of the process?
Well, you know, look, I really, when I get off the phone here, I have a senator who wants to talk about an issue that impacts both of our districts, and so you find your allies and see how you can demonstrate, the wide impact that a policy or a budget area might have. And so that's what we do. We end up creating coalitions and trying to make the case for the big-ticket items.
So in this case, what are those big-ticket items?
Well, for me, education is a big piece this year. We are increasing Chapter 70 education funding to the largest amount ever in the state of Massachusetts, increasing $68 million over the governor's original budget proposal, and so that's been a big focus. I'm making sure that that Pittsfield is covered, and as well as our smaller regional schools and smaller schools. So I have the rural school aid that we got into the budget for the first time last year is in the Senate version this year, and we're looking to increase it today. So those are two of the big items that we'll be focused on, because education is an area where we've recognized the state is underpaying our schools, and so we're trying to make up the difference as soon as possible.
The budget's also going to address a proposed tax increase in pharmaceutical companies that sell opioid medications. There's been a lot of discussion and some legal action around that topic in the state. Tell me a little bit about that initiative.
Well, we have two areas, actually, that are new sources of revenue in the Senate budget. One is these opioid producers, and we anticipate that being around $14 million in new funds. The other is on e-cigarettes. And so the e-cigarettes have not been taxed in the same way that regular cigarettes, tobacco-based cigarettes, have been. And so that's another item, probably in the nature of $12 million. There's a recognition that when it comes to the opioid crisis, that these manufacturers have to, they play a role. And this will be directly transferred into combating the epidemic. And so there's widespread support for this so far.
Also on the table is a proposal to freeze tuition fees at the University of Massachusetts for a full year. What is your stance on that move, and what are the odds of it surviving this budget negotiation process?
Well, there's been a lot of confusion in how this has been perceived. It's being framed as a cut. In reality, there was an increase in the UMass budget this year, to the tune of tens of million dollars with that freeze in place as well. I have to be honest, I support this move because all you have to do is deal with your families in the district who are struggling to pay for either their child's college education or folks who are still paying for their own. And we've seen college debt go up and up and up at an exorbitant amount. Now, alongside that is the reality that the state has decreased funding for higher education by 30% since 2001. And so I think that's the problem that we're all playing with here is how do we make sure that we are properly funding our higher education institutions while also making sure that it's affordable, and so that's why we have other bills separate from this budget that are working to take that on, including through the Cherish Act. And so that has obviously come to a head during this budget.
Activists have staged protests on Beacon Hill over education spending. What's the atmosphere like there now?
It's true. We had it was a loud presence, and I'm glad they're doing that. It was a group of college students, and their voices were heard. I have to be blunt here. It was a topic that came up in our caucus as we prepared for the budget hearings yesterday, or the budget work that we took on, and so their voices were loud and clear, and we definitely felt that impact. And so we're going to see a lot of attention to higher ed and education, that's for sure.
Over the course of this process, what do you think is going to get the most airtime as far as debate in the Senate? What's going to be the things that people are stuck up on as the Senate goes through the budgeting process?
Well, on the first day, we spent a considerable time talking about revenue. And so there's a lot of folks recognizing that we have major investments in the economy that are needed for things like improving our transportation, improving housing, and as we've discussed, education. And yet we see that our revenue is basically flat, and to a large degree has been. And so there was a big discussion on this. I actually am leading a Senate working group on revenue that essentially says, how can we modernize and simplify our tax code and make sure it's fair for all of us, while also collecting revenue that we may not be collecting so that we can invest in the future we want. And this is maybe a larger discussion, but it is the case that our tax code has not kept up with changes in our economy and the way we live our lives. Just one example, starting in July in Massachusetts, we will be taxing short-term rentals or Airbnb. And that's one example of areas where we have not kept up with our economy. And so that's an ongoing process, and this discussion around revenue and having sufficient revenue is one that has taken a lot of time in the beginning of this budget process.